FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, are you ready to hear about great food when you travel and get a delicious dessert recipe that you can make for Christmas or New Year's ahead? Well, let's do it. We're about to travel the world from your own kitchen, and we're sponsored by Seaborn.
Here's a great gift for Christmas. It's going to bring you fun and adventure in the new year. Come travel with us this August in Alaska, and right now you'll lock in the best deal of the year because Seaborn's offering their Sale of the Year special. That's going to save you an extra 15% off, deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. This is the same deal many of our show fans took advantage of to join us this year for the successful Big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. And now you can get the same savings and join Robert and myself in Alaska this upcoming August. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, join us in August aboard the Seaborn Quest for what's going to be an amazing trip.
You know, this is such a great deal, folks. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for 2 weeks. Now, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, today. Click on the top of the homepage. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seaborn Alaska Cruise. You can't miss it. Get your spot booked with us. As Mary said, this is an excellent Christmas gift. It's a great New Year's gift for sure. And again, the offer will get you an extra 15% off, up to $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit requirement. And because Seaborn are small luxury ships, they go to parts of Alaska the big ships simply can't. We are looking forward to meeting all of you next August in Alaska.
All right, speaking of Seaborn, Chef Tony Yeager is a master chef and culinary partner with Seaborn Cruise Line. The food you'll experience is truly outstanding. Robert and I have had the pleasure to dine at all of his restaurant creations on board Seaborn ships, as did a number of our show fans who joined us last month. And Chef Tony is joining us live from the Seaborn Encore as he travels in Southeast Asia via Google Meet for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment.
Well, we are indeed, Mary. I think he is actually traveling between Thailand and Cambodia. Always like to test the technology on this show. Chef Tony, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome. Nice to have me.
Well, yes, it is very nice to have you. We appreciate having you aboard with us today. So listen, as you likely know, we have a lot of experience sailing with Seaborn. It's our favorite cruise line. You've been in various roles with Seaborn, going back to the executive chef role when you started your career with them in 1998. And although you've worked at a few restaurant projects around the world in the mid-2000s, you returned at some point, and here you are overseeing key elements of the Seaborn culinary experiences. So before we get to Solis, the newest creation on Seaborn ships, first I want to thank you for the artisanal gelatos that you offer there. I think that's what helps bring Mary back all the time. We also love the sushi on the ship as well, but talk with us about some of the other concepts that you've created for travelers on Seaborn.
Yeah, greetings from Cambodia. We had today, yesterday we were in Thailand, so as you all know, we're a moving subject, so
yes.
It's beautiful. You wake up every morning, most of the time in a different port, different country, so it's kind of beautiful. Especially Asia, it's the bounty of markets for us as chefs.
You gotta love it.
It's like children in a toy shop. It's beautiful.
So tell us about some of the concepts that you've created.
Seaborn, we did Earth and Ocean, as I guess you experienced when you were on board. It's a vibrant, I wouldn't call it a fusion concept, but we call it, most guests call it fusion, but it's more like a journey through the world where you find food from everywhere. And to some, it's identifiable when they're reading it or when they're tasting it. But when you're kind of tasting it, you explore different taste buds, and it's quite a very, very interesting. So that's a little bit changing every day.
It's one of Mary's favorites, Earth and Ocean.
Yes,
and then the other one is we did sushi. Then we brought up the new generation of ships. So it's during the day, sushi is turning into we call it a lunch concept. So it's bento kind of concept, but it's like you need in Japan. They're doing it traditionally. It's a lunch setup. It goes fast, easy, simple, all on a tray. And then we have some of the sushi bars will lunch. Dinner, it's completely a sushi bar. No more bento. We're doing the traditional sushi as people would know, fresh fish. Everything is flown in from Japan. So high quality. And Japanese chefs and service staff. Then Solis, the latest dining venue, which we launched last year across the fleet. And then a few other concepts, which was the gelato program, I would say, because I really, really loved it because we went to Italy. We developed everything in Italy with everything Italian. So Dolce Vita, they call it.
Well, Dolce anyway. Vita. Let me just say, Chef, that we have enjoyed all of it. So, Lise, Earth and Ocean, we love Earth and Ocean. But shout out because the guests love the gelato program that you created. So you brought a special recipe for everyone today. Our team's going to post the recipe for our listeners on the show website and on our RM World Travel Facebook page. But with the Christmas holidays and New Year's ahead, this is a dessert that anyone can make and everyone's going to love. Robert and I ordered it from Solis, your newest creation. We really enjoyed it. It's a classic favorite, but you have a twist on it. So go ahead and share, Chef Tony, the recipe that you bought for our listeners today.
Yeah, tiramisu, what we did is basically, traditionally in most restaurants they go, it's all pre-made. It's kind of like mascarpone cream with soaked ladyfingers and then any kind of alcohol with people's preference, Kahlua, amaretto, it's people's choice. For children, they should not contend alcohol unless you bring it to a boil, then you have a flavor and all the alcohol is gone. So it's children friendly. But for our preference, we thought, okay, we want to give it a little bit of a twist on it and said, most of the time, when you get tiramisu, if it's not fresh, meaning made just before you actually dip into it, then it's delicious. So we created one. It's the table side. We're creating it, we're preparing it in front of the guests. We soak the ladyfingers in our liquid, in our secret liquid, which is coffee and Kahlua. There's nothing really secret.
And we have that for the recipe.
How much you add on it, yes. And then it's simple to follow. It's just mascarpone cream, no whipped cream, because I think it doesn't really belong into it. So it makes it really, really light. And it's very well balanced and super delicious.
Perfect for the holidays.
Well, tiramisu.
Yeah, and I think even for the holidays, I'm just saying, you could even top it up with a bit of eggnog.
Oh, that's a great idea. Excellent idea.
Just thinking about it, when we're talking about it, I thought for the holiday, you put a little bit of eggnog into the mascarpone cream and you have your Christmas highlight.
So you have
nobody come up with that.
Yeah, we came up
with
that.
I'm going to try it. I'll let you know how it tastes.
We'll travel the world from your own kitchen with that.
So, that's
the aspect that, you know, what we enjoyed with Solis, and I want to talk about that because the tiramisu, listen, it's great anytime. It absolutely works for a delicious holiday dessert. I like what you just said. It's easy. It's elegant. Mm-hmm. You actually took something that is easy and elegant. You served it tableside. A lot of the food options and so forth at Solis are tableside. So it adds to a little bit of a theatrical performance while you're eating there with the restaurant as well. So there's a great buzz about the newest Seabourn restaurant. Folks will find it on Ovation. You're on Encore right now. Quest Sojourn also has it. So I want you to share your vision for this restaurant. And I also want to let folks know, if they are going to be traveling with Seabourn, or if they're going to be traveling with us next August, you got to book before you get on the ship, because reservations go quickly, don't they?
Yes, reservations are open for each guest preference. So in a 7-day cruise, you have one assigned reservation for every single guest. If you, like, for example, now we're on a 2-week cruise, so every guest has 2 reservations. So we want to make it very fair to everybody, and reservations go very, very fast, and it's hot on the plate, because it's one reservation per.
But tell us the concept,
per 7 days. Yes. And the concept, what we wanted to do is we tried to create a new concept for Seabourn. So we did a little bit of research on our guests, what the kind of favorites were. You know, people's preferences go in different variations. Most of the guests would settle to a Mediterranean concept. So that's what we said, okay, let's do. We're all here for the guests, and we develop a Mediterranean concept. So we wanted to make it a Mediterranean concept. These 42 countries, if I get it correctly, where the waters or the oceans are touching. However, we wanted to make it nowadays lighter, fresher, and not very big portions, but very, very flavorful, a vibrant place, chic environment, and a lot of tableside services, because that would give the hominess of Mediterranean.
Well, it absolutely does.
In the kitchen today.
And I would tell you again, from the salads to the bronzino that we had that was outstanding, it is an experience. All the food on Seabourn, we talk about it all the time. Listen, you could go just on a Seabourn cruise for the food alone and you'll be happy, right? Your money will be worth that. But a great experience.
Yes.
Congratulations to you. Folks, you're absolutely going to enjoy Chef Tony's creations when you cruise with Seabourn. If you travel with us in August, again, you're going to get that opportunity. You can learn more about him at antonegger.com. And of course, there's a link to Seabourn on our website, rmworldtravel.com, and the tiramisu is now up on Facebook. So enjoy your time there on Seabourn Encore in Cambodia. Chef Tony, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. And don't forget the eggnog.
I won't forget. I'll let you know. Thank you.
And me too. We came up with a new recipe together.
Excellent. Great interview.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. And nice talking to you. Thank you for creation of a new recipe and what to come.
Yeah, all right, what comes great. Right. So take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.
All right, Chef Tony, I love it. We're going to have him on a ship when we're back there. But we created a new recipe, added to it. Now you're going to have the Christmas version of the tiramisu. Think of all the people on Encore. They're going to be enjoying the new Christmas recipe.
They're going to probably get it. Yeah.
Love it.
It's going to get to work.
America's number one travel radio show at work. Love it. All right, coming up in the J Block this hour, we're going to be getting the holiday ski report with show friend Dan Sherman. Next, Rudy's going to talk airport speakeasies. Three more segments to go on this December 14th, everyone. Don't touch that dial.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.